and welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And we are doing something from the 90s today?
Yes. I made a whole list. You see, I was in there taking notes. I got a list of the years that we've done for the last 15 movies and the types that they are. I've got disease, vampire, ghost, alien. So I could try to find something
nice,
that was different.
Like a little, like, yeah. Like,
we need something we haven't done recently. And we haven't in a year. We haven't done recently. And the girls are watching me. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I might make a spreadsheet. I think I'm just trying to not work.
I'm avoiding my responsibilities.
But I went through several lists, and we came up with Cube, 1997. Woo! Pam has never seen it.
I have never seen this. I've never heard of it.
Oh, when I told my brother what movie we were doing, I thought he was going to, like, beg to be on the episode.
Did
he
watch
so
it? He's
excited.
It?
Oh, yeah, I made him watch it when we were little.
Nice.
I'm not the best big kid, big sister, but I got him to watch good movies.
I'm like, good job.
Like, as an adult, I'm going, I wouldn't let my child the same age watch this, but as a big sister, you're going to watch this movie.
That's funny.
But, yeah, so I love this movie. I haven't seen it in so very long. I just remember bits and pieces of it, but I remember that I loved it. Even my husband loved it, and my husband doesn't love a lot of movies. So let me tell you about this movie.
Yes, tell me.
So it's directed by Vincenzo Natali. He also directed Splice, which is another, it's like a science fiction movie, and it's like all kinds of fucked up.
Okay.
It really is. It's produced by Mara Meh and Betty Orr. It's written by Andre Vigelic, Graham Manson, and Vincenzo Natali. It's starring Nicole de Boer as Levin. She was in Prom Night 4 and Poltergeist the Legacy series.
Okay.
Nikki Guadagni as Holloway.
Sorry, guys. I'm just remember Terry said she was going to fuck up every single one, like, of these names, and now I know why.
Can't there be a John in here?
John Smith.
And he played everyone else. Goodbye, guys. So Nikki plays Holloway. Holloway was in, this one was in Ready or Not and Silent Hill. David Hewlett as Worth. He was in Shape of Water and Splice. Andrew Miller as Kazan. There's my regular name.
Ta-da!
He was in The Secret Circle. Julian Richings as Alderson. You will know him.
Okay.
He plays Death on Supernatural.
Oh!
He was in The Witch. He was in Saw 4.
The
Wrong
best
Turn.
Fucking entrance.
Urban Legend.
Ever.
He's in so much shit.
That's awesome.
Wayne Robson as Renez. He was in Wrong Turn as well. And Dolores Claiborne. Maurice Dean Wendt as Quentin. He was in Haven and a whole bunch of other TV shows and did some voice work. The music is by Mark Corvin. He did the music for The Witch and The Lighthouse. The budget was $350,000.
Oh, wow.
The box office was $9 million.
Holy shit, they banked. Good.
Only about like $500,000 of that was from the United States. The rest of it was overseas.
Awesome.
This is a Canadian movie.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Go Canada.
Go Canada. Your names are causing me trouble. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 63%.
Nice.
So this movie won the award for Best Canadian First Feature Film at the 1997 Toronto International Film Festival, mm-hmm. and the Jury Award at the Brussels International Festival of Fantasy Film.
All right.
It was reportedly inspired by an episode of The Twilight Zone called Five Characters in Search of an Exit from 1961.
Okay.
It was shot on a Toronto soundstage in 20 days.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I swear, some of these movies, man, that's amazing how they shoot these movies in such short amount of time.
And that's got to be part of the reason why their budget was so little.
I know, but and then you think about all these big box office movies that cost millions to make. I mean, it's all the CGI shit and, of course, famous actors and, well-known
that's
that
probably
their main budget is going to. That's awesome. Good
so
for them.
The cube device in the movie was conceived by a mathematician named David W. Pravica. He's the film's math consultant. And I told my husband, like, you will be pleased to learn there was an actual mathematician involved. Good so that it job. Wasn't just some writers going, what if it's a big-ass cube and we just do this shit? Like, this guy had, like, formulas and shit. Good so deal. It's comprised of an outer cube.
Okay.
And an inner cube.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some math done, but it's, like, 17,500 rooms.
Holy crap.
It gave, like, the dimensions of the room, how wide the walls were. It gave all this shit. But they only built one cube for filming with one working door that could support the weight of the actors.
Huh.
Different rooms in the cube have different colors.
Yeah.
The director wanted to film the movie chronologically as the movie happens.
Okay.
But it would take too long and cost too much money, so he ended up doing all the scenes... with the red cube, all the scenes with the blue cube. They changed the colors of the room by sliding gel panels in the slides for the different colors. And
so it's like a maze and they got to figure out a way to get out of it?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's... See, okay, also...
Was this inspired by Rubik's Cube? I'm just...
Dude, every time I turned out, I was doing all these searches, Rubik's Cubes came up everywhere.
I bet.
All the actors have appeared in a TV show called Forever Night, Night with the K, and it sounded familiar, and I asked my husband, he said it sounded familiar. Apparently, it's a TV show about an 800-year-old vampire who is a police detective.
Really? Okay.
But every actor in this movie has been in that show.
Nice.
And all of the characters are named after famous prisons.
Okay.
So, Kazan is... Kazan Prison in Russia, which I also read is some kind of mental institution.
Okay.
David Wirth is the Leavenworth Prison in the United States. Quentin McNeil, San Quentin Prison and McNeil Island Corrections Center in the United States. Joan Levin was Leavenworth Prison again. Dr. Helen Holloway was Holloway Women's Prison in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Renez was the...
You can do it.
Centre Pénitentiaire de Rennes in France.
All right. Sorry, France.
So sorry.
We try.
So sorry. Alderson is the Alderson Federal Prison Camp in the United States.
And I'm surprised they did not use Alcatraz. You would think. Like, right, everybody, like, right away is like, oh, Alcatraz?
Al? Is it Al over there?
Is it Al C. Traz?
There's a sequel called Hypercube, and then later on, a prequel was made called Cube Zero.
So they made it based off of every single type of different Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, one of them's got 100 million rooms. Well, this movie, Cube ended up, it had, you know, relatively good release.
Yeah.
It had some pretty bad reviews, but it also had some good reviews. Some of them were saying, like, the acting was shit, the script was shit. But the story was amazing, you know, different things like that.
Yeah.
So it ended up getting a huge cult following. But after it finally reached that status of it has a cult following, then they made the sequel. And then 2 years later, they made the prequel. And those both came out with really bad reviews.
All right.
I've watched them both. This one is still the best. Although my husband seems to prefer the prequel.
Really? All right,
guys. Of course you do.
It is fucking boiling hot here in Austin, Texas, guys. It is not cold. It is hot.
It is not cold, guys. Do not make any mistake.
All right.
So when you go to... Okay, we're watching this on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Amazon, this movie is listed 3 times for me.
Okay.
You can watch it with your IMDb subscription, and it's free with ads.
Okay.
The second one is... This content is not available for purchase. And then if you scroll down a bit more after 2 more movies, you'll come across it again for rent. So I did rent it. And even though if you don't actually give it a second look, you're going to assume it's not there.
Yeah, it's not available.
But it is there. You just have to scroll down a bit.
And how much was it to rent?
$3.99.
Okay.
Same price for HD or SD. So I went ahead and did HD because we're fancy as fuck.
Oh,
right,
we're
now
getting fancy today, guys. And all the protesters out there, you guys be safe. Fight the power. Wear your mask. Please wear your mask, guys.
Please. We're
still in a pandemic. Just be safe out there.
That was one of the things when I was watching the news and I saw
there
the people talking.
So many people. It's
and
awesome,
they were still,
but I mean.
They were still wearing their mask. And
some
I was
of
like,
them were,
look
yeah
at them.
Good for them.
They're recognizing that there are 2 different pandemics going on right now.
There's a lot of shit going on right now.
And they can still... I'm not going to get political.
No, let's not. Just be safe, guys. And remember, you can email us, drunkenscary@gmail.com, and send us what movies you'd like us to watch with you. Any horror film. It could be gory horror. Not gory horrors. I've seen enough of those.
We don't. Damn. We don't need any horrors unless they are pivotal to the horror movie we're watching.
Genre. Yeah.
But we're not going to be watching horror porn.
No.
Not at this juncture. Maybe later if we get super bored.
If you hear, it's our fans.
It's the fan, guys. We're
the barrage is so fucking gross right now. But we will manage.
We're going to manage.
Because we'll be too engrossed in this movie and freaked out. Did I use that right?
Yes, I think.
I'm questioning my vocabulary because I fumble it all the time.
No, it went very smoothly because usually when I hear something that's not quite right, my brain kind of does this weird little twinge.
You had a tick.
And I'm like, oh, shit, do I say something?
Yeah. No, please do. If I ever say anything incorrectly, I am fine with constructive criticism.
I will say, and I'm not even talking specifically about you, but like 95% of the time, I will say something. Depending on the person, I might try to be diplomatic about the way I say something. Yeah. Like, did you mean blah? And if you're like my husband, like, that's wrong. That's not the right word.
No, I believe you. He has no room to talk. You check his work all the time for his papers. Shut up. All right, guys. Remember, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. You can message us on Facebook. We're on Slasher now. Go check it out.
Go check it out, guys.
You can message us on Twitter, Instagram. You can email us or listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
a lot of stuff. So
we're everywhere, guys.
Check us out.
You can't get away from us.
All right, are you ready to do this?
I am so ready.
Let's do it.
Pressing play now.
I'm so fucking hot, dude. I'm melting.
I'm melting. Shots.
This will cool us off.
Okay. Oh.
Cheers.
refreshing.
Oi. You said cube. I was like, gleaming the cube? That's horror?
Yeah, that came up a lot in my searches, too. And I was like, damn you and your simple name.
I love that movie. That's when I had the hots for Christian Slater.
Look at him. There he is. There's death.
There's death. And guys, if you have not gone and seen Supernatural, please do. I'm binge watching a lot of stuff right now on Netflix.
Well, I started watching the show called Channel Zero. It's on Shudder. Each season is totally different, like American Horror Story. Season 2 was the shit.
Was it?
Oh, so good. Season 1 was okay. It wasn't like, I'm going to turn it off. I watched all of it.
Yeah.
But season 2, my husband came in and he was like, is season 2 better? Because you were like on the edge of your seat. Like, I'm totally on the edge of my seat right now.
Don't you love that? I love that. I get like, I binged watched Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, like all this horror stuff. And I started rewatching Supernatural and Vampire Diaries again. And my husband's like, again, I'm like, they're just so good. I had to watch them again. What else am I gonna do? Clean?
Jesus.
So they all just automatically close.
Yeah. So you can each wall, I think, has a door.
And you pick which one to go through.
And they each one of them goes to a different room.
Okay.
There were some fans speculating that the different colors of the room would indicate what type of thing they would encounter in there, but that's not true.
So they don't encounter it once they open the door. Once they're in the room, that's when they encounter.
Yeah, because they're still he's still in this room.
Yeah,
there's this tiny little walkway, not a walkway, a crawl space before he gets to the next room.
I would just stay in one room. Can you just stay in one room? Probably not, right?
Well, there's no food or anything in there.
Oh.
There were several drafts for this movie. In the original draft, it was kind of a comedy, sort of. And then...
Oh, no. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh,
is that the best?
That is fucking amazing.
It's so good. Whenever I watched one of the Resident Evils, I think it's the first one, and they have the lasers.
Oh, shit.
And it goes through and it...
Oh, no, he died though already?
It does the guy with the lasers in the cubes like that.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, my first reaction was, holy shit. And the second reaction was, Cube did it better.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't expecting that so soon. That's... I think I'm going to like it.
And you still have no idea what this movie's about.
No, none whatsoever. All I know is it's a bunch of rooms and a cube and doors and good luck.
Good luck. And creatures, there was math involved.
Lagoons and sharks and with lasers and
who knows? Imagine opening else? One door and it's just like a shark in there. Like, oh,
points
no.
Points its laser at your eye.
Right.
Ah!
I'll just die of starvation in this other room. Bye.
Fuck that. Kill the shark, use the laser to cook it. There's someone dead in there. That's probably a bad idea. Oh, no, he's alive.
He probably just hasn't woken up yet. Oh, but in one of the earlier drafts, they were all accountants.
Okay.
And in a later draft, they were all criminals. So they were constantly like changing little aspects of it
yeah.
the whole time.
Like who they chose to go in the cube?
Yeah, like what was the reasoning for them to be in there? The director originally thought
yeah,
of the
like,
movie
are they being punished for
when
something?
He was in, or in 1990, he uh-huh. originally wanted to make a movie where everybody was in, like it took entirely, like the entire thing took place in hell. All
right.
And then in 94, he was like, or maybe not, maybe just something that seems kind of hellish.
Yeah.
To give some people an idea of, like designers and stuff, of what he wanted, mm-hmm. he made a short film that took entirely, the entire thing was in an elevator.
Oh. Oh, shit. You were about to punch me in the fucking face. Calm down, Karen. Oh, I hear somebody. Is that a kid? Please don't tell me there's kids in this. I don't want to deal with children. Oh, what is it? Run. Oh, shit.
She's like, whatever you say, dude.
Walk along the walls. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Toss her ass in there.
She's little. He's strong. Her glasses!
God damn
it. She can't see a thing without her glasses.
My glasses. Why does he have... Oh.
Whatever room he came from.
Fucking close the door.
Had some kind of trap.
I'm gonna guess one, two.
You can at least see out of one eye.
Holy cats. What? Holy cats. What's wrong with this guy? He's drugged.
Maybe he's just like super chill. He's like, well.
He's the laid back cool guy.
He's like, I was just chilling on my couch before this. I'll just hang out right here.
Smoking weed and just chilling. Jeez. Let me guess. This is a veteran. He's trained. He's been in there since he was 10. He's like, I'm giving up by now.
This is my favorite room, and you guys are in.
PS Flyers?
Oh, he hit his head.
I'm a doctor. I knew it.
Ah!
God damn it. I've never seen this, and I knew it. Does he have PF Flyers? Oh, look at him all smart, going to use his shoes to set off the booby trap. What's wrong with his arm? Is it fucked up? He can't. Oh, there he goes.
Did you hear what I said?
Well, we don't want to go through that one. Give me your shoes.
There you guys go. I proved it for you.
I'm going to follow this guy.
Right?
He didn't throw his shoe in that one.
Right. Well, there. I guess because everybody was already in. When he peeked in, there were already a bunch of people.
No. I walked through that door. I just came in through that little cube door right there. That's how I got here.
Pierogies.
Pierogies.
I was eating dinner. Pierogies, cheese, and potato. I ran out of sour cream and then I went to the fridge and then...
Forgot. My ear is super itchy.
He's like, yeah, I don't need to know what I was doing before.
I was taking a shit and masturbating at the same time. And then I ended up here.
What were you doing? Aliens.
Oh. Aliens.
At this point, look at this place. Maybe.
Right? You gotta have a lot of money to build something like that, man. Different booby traps and shit. Right. Listen to this guy. He came up with the shoe throwing. Why are you asking her? She didn't throw the shoe.
Yeah, I'd follow him.
The wise old man. He's probably like a retired military engineer, weapons engineer or something.
When in reality, he like worked at the gas station.
And then quit. After the military, he became a surgeon. Like a neurosurgeon. See, he's got a tick. You know he knows what's up.
Oh, he's a cop.
He's a cop.
Show me your badge.
Really?
She's like, yeah, I'm a cop too.
Well, I'm a detective in that case.
I'm the sergeant.
Can I be Watson? Do you want to throw your shoe or you want me to throw mine? Throw yours.
Okay. I like
fine, it's my last shoe. Throw it again, but higher. I don't think he necessarily needed to put that in his mouth, but I'll take it for effect.
Makes him look a little more hardcore.
I know something's going to happen. Serial number or something. God damn it, I'm good.
Damn. Thanks, doctor.
Guess who's the first one getting eaten? Doc. Listen to her. I wouldn't last.
Suck on it.
Hungry all the time. What does he have? Gum?
Keeps the saliva.
Button. I think he just tore it off her. Yeah, he tore it off her jacket.
Keeps the saliva what?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out where he got gum.
That's what I thought it was. It's a button. He's like, fuck you. I got a pack of gum. You're <He's> like, dead.
they didn't steal my stuff.
She's like, is it spearmint? Because if it is, that's going to make you dehydrate even quicker. I don't know if that's true, guys. I'm just bullshitting.
There's some, here it is. There's some kind of gas in there.
Wren. Not Wrens. It's French.
My God, you don't even know French.
How does he know?
Wrens.
Of the right age. I don't believe it.
What?
This guy's the Wren.
Oh, great. Yeah,
he's
thanks.
Am I supposed to know that?
Six major prisons. Seven.
See?
He's That's a professional he escape artist.
I'm going with that guy. He obviously knows his shit.
The only reason I dragged you this far is because I need your boots. If you don't spark it up,
after that, I'm going to start throwing you.
No more talking. No more guessing. Don't even think about nothing that's not right.
Let's just fucking move. Man, all my ice is melting in my potato bucket.
That's cool. My fan will freeze your ice back.
I remember when I was in my 20s,
Oh, shit.
Oh! Oh, no, they got him. Oh, fuck. I'm glad they didn't follow that guy.
Damn, I would have followed him.
He's coming back. Oh my God!
Put him back!
Yeah.
Put him back! You can't save him.
Oh, and it's still melting. It's like acid. Get away from him. He's gonna blow. How are you gonna help him? You gotta pee on him? Look at this guy. There he is. Richie Rich.
You think?
He looks like he would be. See how his hair is fancy. Fancy slicked. Oh my God. Didn't they give him an Alka-Seltzer?
Holy shit. That was so fast.
That is fucking cool. So like I was saying, when I was in my 20s, I ordered a bucket of beer. And the chick poured salt in the ice. And I went, why are you doing that? And she goes, so your ice stays frozen longer. And I went, oh God, can I get a new bucket? And she goes, why? And I said, what do they put on the roads when there's ice and it snows? And she just looked at me and she was like, sand? Can I just get another bucket, please, with no salt? Okay. I was like, okay.
That is what he said. Now he has no face.
Yeah, this guy's going to survive, the stoner.
He's going to let everybody else go first.
Yeah. If you want to go, I'm good. You go ahead.
They're trying to figure out why us.
Yeah.
What are you? I'm a Scorpio.
Take long walks on the beach. There is nothing else. Who are you related to?
These people. I live with them. I'm boring.
What do they do?
We have to ask the big questions. What does it want? What is it thinking?
One down, four to go.
This dude, he is not here to make friends.
No.
Why don't you tell us what your purpose is worth? I often wondered that myself.
He's a philosophy student.
Yeah. Do yoga.
Exactly. Bursting with joie de vivre before I got here, life just sucks in general.
Oh, I can't stand that attitude.
because he's raped. What's your purpose, Quentin?
Get the cop.
Get the bad guys.
Kids. Three of them.
He's got three kids now. I feel you.
That's the horror movie.
This is the best vacation he's ever had.
Turn it off. I can't watch anymore. He scared me. I have a podcast.
I got a pretty fine collection of pornography, is what he said.
I need to. Magazines. I collect Playboys. But 1950s and prior.
Oh, my amethyst. Oh, this rich bitch.
Oh, my God. Is she a potty mouth person? She says blurg.
They're for reading. She needs him to read numbers. You saw.
They knew you would have needed. It's a key. They have a key in them.
Levin, what do you do in school?
Do you want to make her do school while she's trapped? Man, that's even worse than being trapped in the box.
Like, really, man?
In the cube. Let me see.
My locker number at school.
Right? I love him. 1 49 45.
Prime numbers. I can't believe I didn't see it before.
I can't believe it either. God.
Me either. I would have never caught that shit.
Okay. 6:45. That's the time I was born.
In high school?
You remember all that in your head?
I don't remember learning all of this shit in math.
But she's probably like a freshman or something in college.
That's why they put her in the box. They need a genius. A mathematician. Oh,
really?
No. Dead.
She suddenly got super brave.
That's the room they just came out of.
Prime number.
Dead. What are they going to do?
Fuck you, all you bullies who made fun of me for loving math.
I know. Who's surviving now? That would suck. Oh, no. She's stressing so much. Her glasses are cracking. And she's a teenager. Behave yourselves.
He's got three kids. He might
have
a wife,
too. And you have three kids? One probably her age. Probably her friend, and you don't even know it. She's like, oh, that's my classmate, Dad. How do you know her? She's my new girlfriend.
This is your new mom.
She knows math.
I never knew that math gets me hot.
She's going to die.
That's what I learned.
Look at his face. He looks suspicious.
Dude, he looks super creepy right now.
I need to smoke.
Don't be gross. He's like, really?
Sit on the floor and meditate.
Have a little bit of chill right now.
Dude, they have the piss. What do they do? The bathroom, number 2? Like, hold on, guys. Go ahead. I'll be right there. Let me just drop this deuce in this one.
I'll do it in a corner. Don't worry.
It's like breadcrumbs. Somebody walks in and slips on it. No!
Three boys. Nine, seven, and five.
Wasn't that one of the numbers?
I don't know. I don't know the numbers. Thing? Oh, okay.
Nine, seven, and five. Oh. I have friends who have, like, one right after the other. Oh, my God, no. Like, one... And then the next one's like, I have a friend that has like five kids. And I think like 10's the oldest. No. But they can afford it and they have property, so good for them. But even if I could afford it, I don't think I would do it. I don't know.
No.
Maybe two. That's it. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm having a hard time with one. I like the green on the green cube. Uh-oh. What is it? Sorry, guys.
She's getting sassy now that she knows how useful she is.
Smart ass.
Friend.
Oh, look at that.
This room is green.
What?
So this guy is Kazan. And they said, one of the things that I read said that the prisons that they were named after sort of reflected their personalities.
Yeah, okay.
And the Russian one they said was like a mental institution.
Yeah.
And they said that this guy was autistic.
Ah. They put him in there.
I like the blue room. Jesus Christ.
Listen to him. Leave him alone. Just love.
She's
leave
a doctor. She has. Well, I mean, it's not her specialty.
Depending on what kind of doctor
she
is.
Yeah, it's not her specialty. You just worry about your numbers.
Obviously, since he almost fell on my head.
Hey, she went super bitch real quick.
Calm your balls. I will straighten your ass out real quick, young lady. Mind your elders.
Now they all gotta climb up there.
He doesn't want him to go up there.
Quentin?
I think you should come down.
That's so far.
Ugh. Oh, it smells like skunk outside.
Hey, I'm sorry,
I think a skunk sprayed or something. Man, I'm gonna suck on a button to lose weight.
Button.
She's chewing it?
She's just moving around like a gun, like it's gum.
Is that what you think?
I wonder what kind of doctor she is. Oh no. Where's the other guy? He's just sitting there. Oh, I bet it's not clear. They like changed something.
You're a cop. Single bullet theory. Right on.
Dead. She's choking on the fucking button, dude.
It's okay. I just swallowed my button.
I knew it. I was like, no, she had a button in her fucking.
Hate this.
Oh my god.
Considering she was
him.
So concerned about Kazan, she sure did leave him behind real quick.
Yeah. Leave him alone. Gotta be patient.
All the pride of me. Got your 2 bits worth? For what it's worth.
He's like, I can make plays on my own name, thanks.
Come on. No. Oh my god.
Whoa, look at them moves.
Oh shit.
I feel you. My son's autistic and that's one of his that was one
just
of his favorite
like
things. Just randomly wrap his hand in my hair and pull.
Oh, it locked him in there. Separated him.
Somebody stop that racket!
Don't be a dick. Don't send him. I'd hate to see how he is with his kids.
I know, right? What kind of patience do you have, buddy?
Numbers are prime.
And your number system failed, but he knew.
Knew what? How would he know?
You're the paranoid one. Think about it. His only function so far has been to kick us down.
So he changed it up.
Trust me on this. It's my job to read people like an X-ray.
Read people like an X-ray?
Yes. I just slapped him.
Wish I could rest in a non-red rooms since the one guy doesn't like red rooms.
Right.
He's going to be freaking out the whole time he's in there.
He wants a blue room.
Are they telling you anything? They're not tarot cards. Do you have any idea how many variables I have to consider before I can decipher numbers this size? They don't reveal themselves right away.
They're like people.
What happened? He shit himself. What is he rubbing one out?
I think he's peeing.
Oh, well, that
everybody
answers,
just watch. Jeez.
That answers my fucking question. They pee in the corner.
Now it totally reeks in here.
Well, do your
Shut
math and get out
up.
Of there.
You're getting out of there in a minute.
I hope everybody makes a spectacle of them whenever they have to
a
go
testicle.
Pee. Everyone make a testicle whenever you have to go pee.
All right.
Get over there, Elder Woman. That's your job.
Babysitter. Just going to lay here until the piss starts slowly rolling this way, and then I'm going to get up and move further.
Honestly, he didn't do a bad job with him. He went and got him out. Calmed got him into down, the other yeah, room.
Told him to close his eyes.
Recognized he didn't like the red.
Bugs. I'm smacking bugs left and right. I don't know, man. He's just kind of been chill.
I was like, I think he's giving him a personality he doesn't actually have.
Maybe he's just... That's his mojo.
He's like, there has to be a bad guy here. Jesus. Dramatic.
Dang, dude. I know you're pissed, but... That hurt my feelings. Go. Fuck you.
Oh. I thought he was babysitter.
A sushi machine. I like sushi.
He's like, oh, I love it. Are you guys going to eat me? You're all looking at me like I'm a hot dog.
That's so.
What about the other doors? Oh. What about the one on the floor? Did they check that one?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen them. Check that one. The sides and the top one. That's it. Gentlemen! Yes, we are. No, you're not. Yes, we are. There is no way out of here. How do you know? I built it myself. What do you mean? Is he crying or sweating?
Sweating. They all look really hot.
Jeez. It's that room. Built it.
She's a conspiracy theorist.
Oh.
Oh, who are you?
The other guy's his like twin brother, but they're the twins that don't look alike. I don't know what
fraternal.
Kind. Yeah. Design the outer shell. Dude, you might have, like...
A cube!
Ah! Bum 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 bum! For fuck's sakes, where he knew where it was.
He may not have known where it was.
Yeah,
contractors don't generally ask, like, first. Super deep questions.
He's built... Intense.
He's like, no. I'm a day laborer. I don't know.
Hey, dude, you don't get to have attitude. Chels. Cube. Other guys like me, specialists working on small details. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody cared. Dude, I keep getting a... I think it's one of those mosquito hawks keeps hitting me in the face. That's how they stay in there. You keep everyone separated. You're a doctor. It's all the same machine, right? Pentagon, multinational corporations, the police. Like you do one little job. You build a witch in Saskatoon. And the next thing you know, it's 2 miles under the desert, the essential component of a death machine. I was right. All along my whole life, I knew it. Oh, she's a conspiracy theorist. You said that.
Nobody's ever going to call me paranoid again.
Right? She's like,
fuck. As she's shrieking.
She's so happy.
Then help me, please. I need to know. This may be hard for you to understand, but there is no conspiracy. Nobody is in charge. It's a headless blunder operating under the illusion of a master plan. Can you grasp that? Big Brother is not watching you. Best you're gonna get. I looked, and the only conclusion I could come to is that there is nobody up there.
Somebody had to say yes to shuffle. I mean, this is an accident. Oh,
God damn it.
Public works project. You think anybody wants to ask questions? All they want is a clear
so
conscience
many.
And a fat paycheck. I mean, I leaned on my shovel for months on this one. This was a great job.
I remodeled my penthouse for
right.
this job. This bitch.
You make me sick, Worth. I make me sick, too. We're both part of the system. I drew a box, you walk a beat. It's like you said...
He walks a beat? I thought he was a cop.
Keep it simple.
I didn't know he was a dancer, too.
Life's too complicated. I mean, let's face it. The reason we're here is that it's out of control.
No, I ate some paste was that when I was in kinder and first grade. This chick. She's just mad because she can't do math.
She's like, could you guys just give me some numbers, please? Oh, God.
I'm so sad. She could just do composite numbers now. The opposite of them, right? Go different? No?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just...
I don't do math. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, you looked at me pretty weird, and I was like...
I was like, what the fuck's a composite
the opposite of a prime number.
Oh, no!
I'm telling you. I hate math, but I know it. Stop it! We're here to survive the cube.
Like she's really strong enough to stop
each
him.
Each other.
In mid-swing.
Right. She would have flung forward.
She would have fallen into the other guy.
She could jump on it and hold him down.
Maybe. Like, she's like, what, maybe 100 pounds?
She might work out. You were getting ready to make out with the other guy. Now you're going to make out with this guy? Damn it. We can take a small one.
We'll make a small shot.
We'll make them small. They've said it so many times. Eat your button. What is she doing?
She asked for the dimensions of the outer shell. So the dimensions that I have
seriously,
on record are...
This bitch can do the other side. She's like,
right.
Oh, I'm going to do
it
right
cube.
In front of him.
14
by 14. You fucking bitch.
Cheers.
One cube? Okay. Well, the biggest that the cube can be, then, is...
Her personality changed really pretty
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, it's not a normal progression.
Insane. The money and time put into that.
Levin, you are a genius.
What?
What?
What is it?
Cartesian coordinates. Of course. Coded Cartesian coordinates. They're used in geometry to plot points on a three-dimensional graph.
Look at her.
She's like, I can't believe the rest of you guys didn't understand this.
Right?
We're dead center.
Okay, all I have to do is add the numbers together. X-coordinate.
Ah! But get out my eye! I keep getting it.
He loves you.
He loves me so much. That is a sharp button, and she's putting that shit in her mouth.
7 rooms from the edge.
Let's go. Just out of curiosity, I mean, don't
Did he build any doors in the edge? He designed the outer shell, yeah. So he would be able to tell them if there's a door.
That's true. Go in the room, please.
Quentin, you go first. You're kind of being a dickhead right now. So I read that, like I mentioned earlier, some people were saying that the colors of the rooms they were thinking meant the color of the room determined what type of
torture?
Trap was in
okay.
it.
Okay.
But red, that's not true.
So like red fire, blue,
right, or like
laser,
you know,
beams,
the gas or something.
Or drown.
But then I read something else that said, obviously that's not true. Like they were in that red thing for a long time. There's no traps.
Yeah.
But the colors of the room actually coincide with like what happens to them. Like in the white rooms, they discover something. Look at that.
That's why he likes the blue room.
Yeah, my son would fucking love that room.
Oh my god. See, you have to be super quiet.
But they'd have to drop
he's
in.
He's so happy because of this.
He's like, oh, that was amazing.
So that's it. The edge is surrounded by traps.
Well, so were you going to say they can do it by what?
Like the color of the rooms determine, like, the white rooms, they always discover something
yeah.
about whatever. The green room, they always have some kind of, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't so much there's a trap in the room, but it was like, character driven.
Yeah.
Okay. Story driven, something that happened.
Is he? Why not? Leave him alone. Dude, you've been going with him this long.
You've gone through several rooms.
And you just she's have been to handling know. It the whole time. You have not had to deal. Just fucking get over it and go.
You're a cop, dude. Thank you, paranoid
no
doctor.
Shit. He is a cop. What the fuck?
Bunch of assholes. Like, I understand.
Look at him. He's like, I'll help. He knows how to control
See,
him.
You just have to talk to them a certain way. You communicate a certain way. But it's understandable because they're going to try to go through the blue room quietly because it's voice activated.
If they go into the blue room, they got to open the other door. And the door is fucking loud. Listen to the doors.
Plus, how are they going to drop from the ceiling?
It just opens with a boop, you know?
I would not be able to do that. I have never been able to do monkey bars.
Really?
Regardless of how much, like, I work out, I can, like, lift weights and shit.
Yeah.
You get me in the monkey bars, and I'm just, like, a toddler. I'm like, nope.
Oh, my God.
I would be dead in this room. And the spike things seem to be coming out of all
oh
the walls.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Oh, there's that sound they've been hearing.
Open it. That is so loud.
Maybe it's voice, maybe?
Just voice activated. Oh, God. They should send him first. Because you can only keep him quiet for so long, you know?
Yeah.
So tell him to go down very quietly.
Get him in the next room. Close the door.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting anxiety. Oh, my God. Please don't kill him.
She left him with the cop that wanted to leave him there? Oh, don't be a dick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
At least she's gonna try to take care of him.
Get in the fucking doorway.
She knows better. Someone needs to help this guy.
He's going to the different door. He probably knows how to get out.
She's not even looking at you, dude.
I bet he knows the way out. Oh, my God.
Don't say anything. Oh, no, baby. Please.
Oh, my God. Grab his hand.
My son, the easiest way is to tell him it's a game.
He's peeing.
No, it's something else.
Oh, my God. He's
gone. It's the door.
Go and help him. Please. Fucking hurry up. Please. Hurry up.
Oh, shit. He's going to fall through the door. Is the door going to open?
No.
He did it. Good job.
Oh, my God, dude. Hurry the fuck up.
Why are you just sitting?
Hurry the fuck up. Go fast. Hurry the fuck up. Hurry the fuck up.
Who knows who's coming in?
Go. 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 Fucking pull his ass up. Pull his ass up.
Get in.
Oh, no.
Don't do anything to him. Don't.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. My hands. They're so hot right now. I was, like, freaking the fuck out. Oh, shit. Oh. No!
The look on his face, he looks like an abusive husband.
Yeah, that's probably why his wife left him. He said he wasn't married anymore, right?
Yeah.
Sticking your nose at other people's assholes, sniffing their business. I would have said, this explains a lot. God, he looks crazy.
Shit, yes!
Good for you! Burn! Ouch, did that hurt? I'm sorry.
Oh!
What?
She's just telling the truth, dude. Oh, yeah. This isn't gonna work.
God help you, Quentin.
Whoa.
Did you smack your kids around, too?
He fell on
his face. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, shit.
Are you still a cop, dude?
Is anybody besides me interested in what's on the other side of that door?
No, just you. We're going to deal with our personal drama right now. You can get out of the cube if you want, but we got some shit to settle.
Door number 6, not number 1, door number 2.
Nobody's God. Asking you. We're asking Math Girl.
He looks possessed. What's she doing? Praying?
Praying for the sun.
I'm scared for them.
But they're still in the inner cube.
Not for you, but for them.
Right? Throw the cop in the asshole. Next one as a test. He keeps looking back at him like, you guys ready?
Yeah.
What about now?
What is that? Is that the outskirts? They found outside of it?
This is the inner cube. Not time.
Not time. That's what he built.
Yeah, no.
So he should know.
Well, he built the outer shell. He has no idea what's inside.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Go right ahead, asshole.
Oh,
there's wind. See your hair moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna go. You weigh like 500 pounds, it'll snap in 2 seconds. I'm the lightest.
Forget it. I think she's the lightest.
I'm going all the way. She's right, Quentin. You're too heavy. I'm the lightest after 11. Anyways, it's my turn.
She's like, I don't give a shit if I die. People are being put in here.
Couple months. Oh, shit. Nice to meet you. We're all good friends now.
Yay, friends. You want to do a podcast?
It's not really my thing.
It's about horror.
Oh, maybe it is my thing.
Okay.
Okay. We'll try it out.
My place after dinner-ish.
It's one of those things, like, we're talking about it and watching them anyway.
Yeah. Might as well fucking...
Might as well.
Talk shit. And record it.
Honestly, I think it's my brother's fault. He came and watched that one movie with us, and he was like, what the shit? You guys are awesome. Everyone should hear you. And I was like, I know, we're pretty amazing.
Whatever. I wasn't even paying attention until he said it. And I was like, yeah, I guess we fucking talk shit through movies pretty well. Fuck it. It's fun. Look at her. All right, Jane, you do that. Oh!
Y'all aren't holding tight at all.
What is she trying to grab onto? A fucking
She's
wall?
Trying to find the outer edge to see if there's a door over there.
I don't even see her getting close to that shit.
One more time! Hurry! You're getting heavy!
I'm gonna drop her.
She's like, I've eaten nothing but buttons for the last day and a half.
Oh, he caught it?
Whoa, the douchebag
caught
it. What the hell is going on? Get up here now.
Oh, no, never mind. The other guy.
Man, good for her. I could probably get halfway up a rope.
Right, like,
it's been a while.
Can you just pull me? Why do I have to climb?
In high school, I had... no problem with upper body strength as an older woman.
I can lift my kids. That's good enough for me.
Oh my God, what?
This dick face. Remember how you said something about me hitting my kids?
Look at his. What the fuck?
Dude's a psychopath, man. Look at his face.
Fucking crazy motherfucker. What the shit? Wow. I was not expecting that.
Dude, he's going to start killing them off one by one, this asshole.
I mean, he caught the rope. or the line, you would think
it would make them all trust him.
He's gonna try to get rid of the autistic kid
and the other guy,
that guy, and keep her because
he's interested,
and she's the one that's getting him out. I hope she's the last female. What's that called?
Final girl.
Yep, the final girl.
I was reading this book and
what's the last girl called?
What's that? What's that final one girl? That's at the end? Yeah.
Oh no.
That's not gonna work, dear.
Oh, he's trying to calm her down while the other one's having a fit. This guy's priorities are all fucked up. Well, they're towards his agenda for him to escape, but it's fucked up. I do not
only
like
one him. Boot left.
I don't like him. There, I said it.
I said it. Fuck you guys.
I'm sticking with it. I don't like him. And
but remember, Kazan said it's not time.
Yeah.
Whenever they opened the outer doors, he didn't want them to go out
there.
Oh,
I thought he said night time.
It's not time.
It's not time.
This dude, on the door, really?
Mm-hmm. It's the coldest spot in the room. On the metal.
We just are like someone, there's somebody else that they don't know about, opens the door, he falls through.
Yeah.
Breaks his neck.
I love these pants and they're falling apart on me and I need new patches. I'm gonna order patches. My husband's like, I can see your underwear. What? He's like, oh, I love these. I gotta get patches.
Look at him snuggling his boot like it's a teddy bear.
Oh no, the dickhead's taking it from him.
Oh shit. How much practice do you think he has doing that?
Oh my god, that's creepy. No, I don't want to see that.
How do you sleep through that? Wake up, girl.
Is she asleep?
I mean, she's letting him carry her and she's not making a fuss. Look, she's still half asleep.
Glasses. Oh my god, no. He's creeping me out, Terry.
Right, run, girl. Run back to the other
room. I'd be scared because he's obviously abusive towards whoever the fuck. He doesn't care.
Ew, don't touch her. Oh, gross. Stop it.
You're a cop.
Dude, he's a predator. Thank you for your face. I'm so glad that she's grossed out by this.
Ew. What's the matter with you?
It's time to go down. Ew, what?
Oh, no. No, when
kick him
doing?
In the balls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to go down? Fucking throw his ass down the fucking chute.
What? Get away from her?
What?
He's losing his marbles.
He's totally fucked. He did.
Look at his face. Could you think he could do anything else? He just looks so insane right now.
Yes. Watch out. Watch your faces. He's a loose. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
What did he hit him with? The fucking shoe?
Nope. His fist, dude.
Really, dude? What the fuck?
Oh, you were right. It was a boot.
Oh, my God.
Aw, he's trying to comfort her. And... comfort himself at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Oh. Not to be insensitive, I thought it was the autistic
kid. I thought it was, too. They're back to where they were.
What are they looking at?
They're in a big fucking circle.
Is that the dude it's with the space?
The old man. They went in a big fucking circle.
Aha.
Dude, they need to lose this guy.
Right?
I'd be like, you know what? My fucking math is off. I'm obviously stupid.
I'd be like, you need this to just is a safe go. Room. It's your turn. Go in first.
You go by yourself.
He's let him get killed.
Sacrificing him.
Oh, shit. He's clearly bigger and stronger than the rest of them.
Oh, he's going to get mad.
Your face. Look at his face. Like, I can't believe she said that to me.
She called me for what I am.
How does she know? I'm so good at hiding it.
I mean, look at my face. I've been keeping my cool this entire time.
I've been so calm and collected.
I do.
Nobody can ever see past my mask.
Meditating in the corner on the pee.
Yeah, that guy died like 30 rooms ago.
Yeah, at the beginning.
But they keep hearing that sound. They don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, guys. Oh, my God.
You aren't even
good.
Sorry,
Lord.
About it.
Excuse me.
Jesus, he's bleeding out of his ear. The guy hit him with a boot so much.
Beat the shit out of him with a boot. I'd beat the shit out of him while he's down.
Like, look, he's not paying attention. Someone knock
him
out.
Give him the fucking boot. Oh,
this poor kid.
Even though, you prick son of a bitch, even though you're so mean to him, he still fucking shows you compassion.
He's more human than the rest of them.
Shit. Uh-oh. He's going to give him the boot. He heard me.
Oh, shit. Give him the boot. Did you ever listen to those punk compilations? Give him the boot. I think
yes.
It was Rancid.
Rancid.
Yeah. That was good. I like those.
I love Rancid. What?
Wasn't Ren's killed in that room?
Oh, no shit.
But they pulled him back out.
Oh, that's right.
There's nothing out there. What is she passed out?
We were at the edge before. Where's the room that killed Renz? Fuck off.
And our only boot is gone, you
what
fuckhead.
Oh,
that was good. What difference does it make?
Nobody's
still dropping
paying attention.
I would be trying to hear.
Hey!
1,000, 2,000.
There was a room there before.
He's right.
We haven't been moving in circles. The rooms have.
So then what?
Idiot. What do you want to, Eleven? Give me a minute.
Let the genius think.
The numbers are markers, points on a map, right?
Right.
Sure.
And how do you map a point that keeps moving?
I don't know. How?
From the
Nobody's talking to you, dude.
A list of all the coordinates that the room passes through. Like a map that tells you where the room starts, how many times it moves, and where it moves to.
Never tells you all that.
I don't know. See, I've only been looking at one point on the map, which is probably the starting position. All I saw was what the cube looked like before it started to move.
Okay, so it's moving.
Oh, yeah, you know. Why didn't I think of that?
27 what?
The 27 Club? Let's not go there.
Stay away from me.
Just give him some bad intel. Why get rid of this guy.
She should have just said.
Kick him in the balls real quick.
I'm not going to tell you until right? You let me kick you in the balls. How many times? 20.
How many rooms have we gone through?
You started slapping her in this room being a dick. That was 18 rooms ago.
This thing is like a giant combination.
He opens his legs. You're like, no, turn around. Dude, stop talking.
She can think, even though her glasses are cracked. Dude, amazing. I can barely hear people talking when I don't have my glasses on. People talk to me and I don't have my glasses on. Like, excuse me, I gotta put my glasses on. Like, I can't hear. And as soon as I put my glasses on, I can understand what you're saying to me.
They say all five senses linked. You lose one, you rely on the other three or four. For God's sakes, Doc, speak English.
Yeah. Oh, don't go in that one, shit. Dude, kick him in the balls now.
Calm your fucking self down, buddy.
We're trying to get out of here.
I'm helping you. You should be kissing my ass.
Right?
I think he's like calculating in his head.
That's the thing that... With autistic people, they tend to get discounted and people don't realize how smart they are.
They are very smart. Just because they're nonverbal doesn't mean they don't know things.
But they're just talking around him. I'd be getting his, you know...
But I keep seeing him, like, tapping his fingers on his palm when she's doing her calculations. So I'm wondering, like, is he keeping track and making sure she's correct every time? I bet he's going to speak up at the last minute. Oh, my God. Knew it!
Yes.
Kazan, how many factors does 30 have?
3.
How about 7?
1. Gumdrop.
I don't have any gumdrops.
Gumdrop?
Kazan? I'll give you a whole box of gumdrops for a chance.
Gumdrops. Bags.
Okay, you want them in bags? You got them in bags.
I'll let the red ones.
8 died 8.
Ugh. Fuck this guy, man. No, dude.
This fucking asshole. What the fuck?
Dude, you would have killed him the second you had the chance.
Yeah, he's already. I figured. I was like, dude, this one. He's going to be the only one to get out.
This guy.
It doesn't work with yelling.
They realize with my son, a lot of people assume that he's stupid. And I'm like, this kid is fucking smart.
He's not.
He knows shit I don't know. Just because he can't do some of this other stuff, he knows that's so horrible. Much weird ass shit. But people treat him differently as soon as you say the word autistic.
They do. I'm like, look at him. God, he looks fucking psycho. Close the door, lock his ass in.
Close him in. Yes, that would be amazing.
Figure out another one.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Run, run, run!
Hold it. Again!
Do it again!
Again!
Oh.
Lock well, it.
That works too. No. He's like a Disney villain.
Oh my god. Well, and he's also that like. They're like working together to like.
Wait, they just waited for him?
I think so. They have a trap. Pull his ass up! Close get the in. Fucking door! Clear. That's in fucking insane. Grab him, grab him, grab him, grab him, grab him. No.
Oh, that moves so fast.
That was a lot faster than the pass.
Yeah.
He comes up from the bottom. Hey, guys.
Hey, I knew the shortcut.
I figured it out. He hasn't moved far. Do you hear him? Is that him?
Yeah, it's him. He's yelling. Or crying.
Oh, no. He can easily figure it out. Yell it at him, like, open the doors. Look at the numbers. Wait till we say clear, you know? Oh!
I didn't move. Yeah, good. You're gonna have to climb up here, okay? I don't like that.
You're gonna have to, dude. What the fuck?
That's when they started.
Oh, from her lens.
When she first fell in.
Oh, that was the room she was in. 14. Yes. Okay. Yes. Come on. Let's go. Okay. Go. 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 Oh my God. Terry.
Oh, Pam's tapping her feet, guys. She's so into it.
I need him to run. Why is he staying? Go. 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 What is he doing? Oh, I thought he was like, I'm gonna sacrifice
right?
myself.
Like, what are
like,
you doing? Why? There's no reason to sacrifice you.
Oh, it fell. Oh shit. Did they make it? Oh, oh my God, he's bleeding.
No.
This is the room we started in.
Uh-huh.
We should never have moved in the first place.
She's like, isn't that hilarious? And he's like, what the shit?
I don't know, man. I don't think that's right. Oh, I have a bad feeling. Oh, it's gonna be the guy. Oh my God, no. Red. He said red. I bet he said it for me.
He hates the red rings.
Another room.
This guy's starting to look really rough. Probably has a head injury from all those
beatings. They all do. Oh my God. I can't. This is good, even though there was no, like, there's no something chasing them. It's like Russian roulette.
Look at that.
Go. Go. Go before you fucking, the shit moves.
Now's not the time to take a rest.
No shit.
Get the fuck out. It moved so fast last time.
What are you doing? You can't quit now.
She's got a good point.
Not your fault.
I have nothing to live for out there.
Oh my God. It's gonna... I would have walked out. And then, like, peace.
See you come later, on. Guys. Bye.
Come on, kid.
Just go. What the hell?
What
is that?
Shit?
This dude. Where'd he get that? Yes. Kill him a lot.
Oh, it was one of the door handles. Get out. Get. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This poor kid. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Crazy motherfucker. Look at him.
Oh, man.
Whoa. This is fucking. He's so creepy. Hurry up. Oh no. Go out. Go out. Fucking go, 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 go. Oh my God.
Yes!
He's gonna rip his ass in half. Hold him. Oh, smeared.
Gross.
Road
What's
rash.
Left?
Just a little bit of road rash. Put some Neosporin on it. You'll
It'll
be fine.
It'll be okay.
A little boo-boo. Have your mama kiss it. Oh, but now he's stuck in there with his fucking severed body.
Gross.
Just stay in that elevator. She said it was the one they started in. They should have never left it, right? So it's eventually going to go back up to that point again.
Yeah. But he had said it would take days for it to make the rounds all the way around the cube.
But does it... My thought is, does it change the cube itself into one of the... like... traps? Or does it stay the same, safe, when it moves? If you know the answer to this, email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com.
And this guy, he's all alone.
Look at him. Go to the light. He made it. Excuse me. Aww. It's just like some knives come across
right.
and chop off his head.
Someone's
dead.
There going, oh, no, get back in.
I was kidding. Psych. That was good. I liked it.
It was good, right? So good.
It was very, like, I was on edge. Like, God damn it.
I can see
like frustrated, too. Like, fuck.
The reviewers are talking about with the... the acting being kind of bad.
Yeah.
Because some of it was.
Yeah.
But the death scenes and the traps
were
so good.
Even though it was like, what, three traps did we see go off?
To kill people, yeah. But you still saw like some traps without
the blue,
them going in. You see more in the sequel. The prequel is more like... how it got started, it shows people that work for them, and then they end up in the cube. So you see some of that. In the sequel, it almost reminds me of the Saw franchise. The very first one was, like, really interesting. You've never seen anything about it before.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've never seen anything like this. This is really cool. These weird, you know, complicated things that are happening. And then there are sequels, and it's mostly just them going... throw some more fucked up shit.
Yeah,
see how we can
gore,
make them
more
die.
More gore. Everybody
then,
seems to love
and then
the
there's
gore.
No story anymore. I think I only watched till like
I
Saw 3 or 4.
I want a storyline with my gore.
And then I stopped watching the rest of them because I was like, it's all the same. It's just torture.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over it. But I really liked the first Saw. And in this, they're all like really weird ways that you don't normally see people die in movies. In the sequel, it's a new group.
It's very, whatever. It was good. It was
so you
very,
see that.
You wouldn't expect something like... conspiracy theory, there's a cube, you know, we're gonna throw a bunch of people in there and let them figure it out. And there's a lot of I'm so drunk I'm trying to talk about this but there's a lot of thought going into it.
And I
like the script,
and
some of the acting was bad, but
still,
all in all, it was good. I thought it had good gore.
And
I liked the whole like
it sticks with
slicing
you.
Slicing him into like
yes.
a bunch of different cubes. That was fucking awesome.
It just sticks. And they never
the
tell you
in the face.
How they got chosen. Why they were in there in particular.
Yeah, they show like.
Where they were
the
in general.
The progression of the acid. It was so good.
And then, and so it's easy to see after you watch it. It's easy to see why this movie has such a cult following.
Yeah.
Regardless of, you know.
The acting.
The bad acting or
yeah.
the weird script. Because. It's so different from everything else because even at the end, you have no idea why they were taken, who took them, where the fuck they were. You know, like, you don't know anything. You know, that guy built it.
Yeah.
And they each had different kinds of skills. But that's really it.
Yeah.
The sequel was supposed to help you flesh that out. The prequel, which was the third one to come out, was to help you get more of a story of how it all came about in the first place. But those both had really bad reviews. Like, those came out, like, just everybody hated them. I didn't hate them so much as the whole time I was going, the first one's better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you brought it into our list of movies to watch. Like, honestly, I had never heard of it, and I was like, I'll look at the trailer and see what's up. You gave me that one an option for another one, which we could do at a later time.
The other one I love, but this one is like, I love them in two different ways.
Well, I saw this one and I thought, okay, this one, we haven't done something suspenseful in a while, and I felt like, okay, we could do this. In the trailer, I thought, was something chasing them? Are there, like, monsters in the cube? Or, like, you have to face a psycho in another cube? Like, yeah. I never thought booby traps or... But I really liked it.
Because it does keep it pretty vague.
It does keep it
pretty. And I was thinking, like, if I were to make a list...
It says cube.
Or add this to my list of, like... Yeah. To try to figure out, like, a new type for the next episode. I wouldn't even know what to put this down as. I couldn't put ghosts... Or aliens,
no.
Or killers. Like, I don't even know what to put this down
like,
as.
It's
so vague.
Is it a thriller?
It's like, it's not even really torture because it's them falling into traps. So it's like, I don't even know how to classify it. It's just a suspense.
Horror,
it's a
sci-fi?
It's a
is
sci-fi
that a
horror.
Genre?
Yeah, it's a sci-fi horror. So I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this. But I love this movie. And anytime I... bring it up in conversation with other people once we're... It's not like my go-to movie when I find out that somebody likes horror movie. That's not my first one. But once we've had like we're in the conversation, then I bring it up because most people don't think of that this movie.
Yeah.
If they have seen it, they always love it. I've never met a person who has seen it and didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's either they loved it or they've never seen it.
I love horror. I love all kinds of horror. And you introduced me into a lot of horror movies that I've never seen, as, you know, vice versa. I introduced you to horror movies you've never seen. And it's nice to have different perspectives on that because there's so much more out there. And now that social media helps out so much because there's so many horror movies out there that I have never heard of. And it's pretty awesome being able to, like, oh, let's watch this trailer. There are amazing movies out there that nobody's
that
even,
we don't hear about because they don't get the ads or whatever to promote them
or
properly.
Or not as popular. There's a lot of cult movies, a lot of B horror movies,
which
that
is
are
where
great.
the listener emails come in.
Yeah,
we had our one listener, Donna, and she gave us this whole list, and one of them we did, The Wolfman.
Yeah.
That was a new movie, like, within the last few years, and neither one of us had ever heard of it. And it had so many famous people, and we were both just like, how the fuck?
And it was a remake, and we had
no
clue.
How did we not hear about this movie?
Yeah.
I never once saw a trailer or ad for this. So it's always good to have such communication with so many people who have so many different, you know, things. And I like being able to watch the whole spectrum of genre, you know, of horror. Like, you know... Yeah, we watched we watched some ghost movies and we watched some vampire movies and I were watching some weird ass cube shit.
Yeah. As long as
if
it's scary,
scary
the shit
let's
out of me,
do it.
I'm doing it. Yeah. So on that note, guys.
On that note.
Email us any of your horror movie suggestions to drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. PamAndTeri. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify.
Listen Notes, CastBox, Overcast.
Cast. You can send us messages through Facebook,
Slasher,
Twitter, Instagram, or just email us. And we'll watch a movie while you listen to it with us.
Just watch it with us, guys. We're all friends here.
I'm so drunk. I can't even do this. I apologize.
It's okay.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Be safe out there.
All right.
Be safe, guys. Goonies never say die. Oh, my God.
That's rough.
Woo! All right, guys.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.